Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk boys wrestling coach Jake Brown on the eve of the Class 3A District Wrestling Tournament. We talk now on Friday afternoon, and I understand you're leaving a little bit early to get up there ahead of the weather, and hopefully they'll be able to have this meet, big district meet, tomorrow.
Yeah, we just wanted to take anything out of hands of chance, so we got hotel rooms earlier this week. Kind of know that Saturday morning is supposed to storm pretty hard, so we figure, you know, let's just get there early Friday, and, you know, guys can honestly sleep in a little bit longer rather than having to wake up at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning and heading up Saturday super early. So yeah, we've done the overnights before. We did that for Battle Waterloo, and the guys, you know, did fine with that, so should be business as usual.
Before we talk about Saturday, let's just take a look back at the regular season that was. You guys ended up with, I believe, 21 dual wins on the season, and had that second place showing at the Little Hawkeye Conference Tournament. How pleased are you overall with the way the regular season went?
It was a really good dual season. You know, we did not wrestle our best at the regional duel last Tuesday, losing to a good Ankeny team, but we felt like we left a lot out there. But that doesn't take away from, you know, the good season we had, going 21-5, and, you know, beating four other teams that were at the state duels and a state finalist team, and there's a lot of good things that happened overall.
Going into the district meet, are you pretty healthy overall?
Yeah, we are as healthy injury wise. Illness-wise, I'm knocking on wood right now. We got one more day that we've been in a long time, so we feel good.
What do you want to see out of the guys tomorrow? The district meet is one of those where you got to come out of the gates swinging. You got to come out right away in that first round. If you slip up, it can cost you a state tournament berth. So, I mean, just what are you looking for overall out of the guys?
You know, I'm looking – I mean, there's not a lot of – learning time anymore, so I'm looking for our guys to just wrestle really good and for us to get a lot of guys through to the state tournament. Our goal is to get double digits guys through, and that I would feel really good about that, especially being a senior heavy team. You know, like I said, there's not a lot of learning lessons from this right now. It's hopefully we get a bunch of guys through, but you know, with this, the postseason wrestling, like, not everything's going to go your way. I talked about this yesterday with the group. You know, whether that's a call doesn't go your way, or maybe you drop a match that you shouldn't drop, that you think you shouldn't lose, you gotta be able to bounce back and go get the next best thing and go get third and still qualify. So you're responding to some adversity if it comes up.
You mentioned being a senior heavy team. How many seniors will be out there tomorrow for you?
We will have 8 seniors wrestling tomorrow, 8 out of our 14.
And what's the field look like overall at Marshalltown? Do you feel like it's one of the tougher districts out there? And how do you combat that?
I do. I feel like it's one of the tougher districts. You know, they're at the end of the year, they do the top 24 rankings, dual team rankings. And there's four of the 24 teams all in this one district. And three teams that I think are top 10 or top 10-ish teams with us, Ankeny and Indianola. So it's a tough district. You know, but for the most part, I felt like 3A was pretty well spread out. There was a couple other ones that when I look at the other districts, there's like two or three other ones I'd rather be in that one. But for the most part, it's not too much of a bad discrepancy. So.
And it takes a top 3 finish in your bracket, correct, to qualify for the state meet?
Yep, that's new as of, I think this is year 3 of it now, so.
Do you feel like overall that's been a good thing, the expansion of the state tournament, getting more guys in there?
I think it's good for us. Just being in Central Iowa, I just feel like the districts we get in Central Iowa are always much harder than maybe the ones throughout the state. So I think maybe it's a way to even the playing field out a little bit. Yeah, I think it's been good. And, you know, at the end of the day, once you get to the state tournament, the best 8 guys are going to be the ones on the podium. So I don't, if anything, it just gives more chances. It doesn't take anything away from anybody. And I'm always all for that.
And all year long, you've had quite a few guys that have been in and out or in the rankings for the whole year. You know, obviously tomorrow has to happen first, but do you feel like you have a group of guys where you could get not just one, but several guys up on that podium this year?
That's the hope. Yeah, I think we got 7 or 8 guys that are I mean, are good enough on paper, have beaten guys that are in that top eight range right now in the rankings and stuff. So I think we got seven or eight guys that on their best day, they should be up there. So obviously it very rarely does that work out all the time where something's perfect like that, but why not be this year if that does happen. So I do think we got the group that could make some noise up there.
All right, well, we've been talking to Norwalk boys wrestling coach Jake Brown going into the district meet on Saturday. Coach, good luck up there. Safe travels to you, and hopefully it'll be a great day with a lot of state qualifiers.
Yeah, I hope so too, and thank you very much.